Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have a whistleblower report from a hotel housing migrants in New York City. Shows their every need being catered to at great expense to you, the American taxpayer. The Illinois State Legislature passes a bill that would allow cities and counties to hire non-citizens as police officers with full powers to arrest U.S. citizens. Google Wallet starts offering digital IDs for Android users. Chinese warship gave a rude interruption to U.S.-Canadian military exercises in the Taiwan Strait over the weekend. A children's choir gets silenced by the Capitol Police. Their crime? They were singing the national anthem. And Alabama's governor gives an unequivocal rebuke to any man with illusions of competing in women's sporting competitions. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. Independent reporter Savannah Hernandez has posted a video report about the festering migrant crisis in New York City, where she reports that 50% of the hotels in the city are now filled with illegal aliens. More than 64,000 of them in total now reside in the city at various hotels. She interviewed a whistleblower from one of these hotels, the Row New York City, which is just one block away from Times Square. This is one of the largest hotels in New York City, and it now houses more than 5,000 migrants in rooms that used to go for $500 a night or more. The whistleblower gives an inside look at what life is like at the Row Hotel. Get ready to be shocked. Watch this.
New York City, the thriving and fast-paced metropolis, is currently in a state of emergency as over 60,000 illegal immigrants have made their way into the area. Mayor Eric Adams has recently declared that 50% of the hotels in the city are now filled with migrants, and for the first time, we're getting an exclusive look at what the inside of one of these hotels looks like. We sat down with whistleblower Carlos Arellano, who worked inside the Row NYC for the past 7 months. This hotel, located one block from Times Square, previously rented rooms for $500 a night. Carlos shares it is now the largest migrant hotel in New York City.
So in the hotel, we have close to 5,000 migrants. It hovers between 4,800 to 5,000. It's the biggest hotel out there that's housing migrants. They housed 5,000 people together in 28 floors.
You have the NYC badge, so you're a city employee, correct?
Yes, I was a site administrator at the Row Hotel. Anything involving this hotel, I was helping run it.
One of the first stops migrants make when they are bused in is the Port Authority bus station. It's at this station that they are first dropped off, assigned a hotel, and sent to locations such as the Row NYC. So when a migrant comes to the hotel, what does the process look like?
They're taken to our intake center, which is, they just register their names, how many kids, and they give them rooms. With our medical team is where they determine if they need certain vaccinations, which are usually turned down by the migrants. They don't want them. But a lot of the times they will have some kind of sickness to them, and that's when they're Ubered out to hospitals that work with the migrant hotels. Everything ranging from doctor's visits to medication is paid for the migrants.
I believe we have a document where car seats can also be provided for the migrants as well, correct?
Yes, car seats, cribs for newborns. There's, I want to say, at least 2 to 3 babies a week being born at this hotel.
On top of free medical care and transportation, Carlos also shares that the migrants receive laundry services, housekeeping, and 3 meals a day alongside their hotel rooms.
Anything you can possibly think of, it's being given to them. Around 200 through 300 MetroCards a day are given for free. ID services, you know, ID NYC, they have IDs from the city of New York.
And what can they do with those IDs?
Well, a lot of people in this hotel are working with that ID. Aside from that, they're receiving, I've seen food stamps, cards arrive, a lot of services that are provided to them just for having this ID.
And then my other question for you too is, how much does it cost per day to feed these migrants?
So in our hotel, it's $383 for 5,000 people. And that's just for one day worth of meals.
In January of this year, it was reported that Mayor Eric Adams signed a $275 million contract that would fund the migrants staying in hotels across the city for the next 6 months, a budget of around $55,000 per migrant. However, the city is running out of hotel rooms, with Adams stating that some hotels don't want to shelter migrants. Carlos provided us with an inside look at the Row NYC that may give us some insight as to why.
The migrants being in those hotels have destroyed them. There's a lot of alcohol in these rooms. Housekeeping is there all week, and they'll clean it, and by the end of the night, there's kids getting drunk together. There's people hooking up with each other. I even have seen reports of certain managers who are using this to get intimate with people. It seems like the hotel is one big party. There's multiple guns in these rooms as well. The alarming thing is that this hotel is meant to be a family hotel. One situation that I'll never forget was, I was on my lunch break and I was at Walgreens, and while I was in line, I saw one of the migrants sticking alcohol into their children's backpack. And they stick them in the children's backpack because they know we wouldn't dare to check a child's backpack. They do this kind of stuff all the time, whether it be drugs, whether it be alcohol, whether it be a gun. They stick it in the strollers, under the baby.
During just our short time investigating the location outside of the hotel, we ourselves witnessed a migrant so drunk he could barely stand.
But as reported by Brian Gillivani at Health Impact News, these migrants are afforded more rights and more privileges than the average U.S. citizens, including the right to refuse vaccines before they are boarded at the hotel. And the whistleblower stated in the video that most of these migrants, well, they do refuse the vaccine. All their medical needs are supplied for free at local hospitals, as is their transportation. The whistleblower stated that 2 to 3 babies a week are being born in just this one hotel, and they're offered free car seats and cribs. On top of the 3 meals a day they get at the hotels, many are also getting signed up for food stamps. Hotel rooms are flowing with alcohol, drugs, and illicit sex. Minors, well, they're often left to fend for themselves for hours or even days at a time. Gilvani predicts that these conditions are setting the stage for America's cities to become powder kegs, which will at some point boil over in riots and raging violence. Yeah, what do you think is going to happen when they cut off the gravy train? You think they're going to just peacefully go somewhere else or loot and riot? I guess we'll see. But that all gives a perfect excuse for more gun control, does it not? Meanwhile, in Illinois, House Bill 3571 passed both houses of the state legislature this last week with Senate Floor Amendment 1. Now listen to this, because it's going to be hard to believe. Senate Floor Amendment 1 permits cities and counties in Illinois to hire non-citizens as deputy sheriffs and police officers in the same manner as hiring U.S. citizens, as long as they are, quote, legally authorized under federal law to work in the United States and is authorized under federal law to obtain, carry, or purchase or otherwise possess a firearm, or who is an individual against whom immigration action has been deferred by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services under the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals process, end quote. So what does this mean? What this means is that in Illinois, a state that I largely avoid for many reasons, one of them being their stance on the Second Amendment, and that it's so corrupt. How many of their governors, by the way, have gone to prison? But what this means is that in Illinois, you may soon see non-citizens wearing police badges and possessing arrest powers over you, an American citizen. Senator Rose spoke against this passage, suggesting it would violate the United States Constitution. Imagine that. Take a listen.
Senator Anderson just raised a great point about, you know, the oaths that we take to uphold the state constitution, also the federal United States Constitution. You have to actually change federal law for this to be legal. But put all that aside for a minute. Why on earth would we, the most important power of any government, the most important power that must be conferred with absolute concern for how it is employed and how it can be abused, is the power to arrest. We listen every day in this building to debates about the police powers of the state of Illinois. And yet here we are conferring the police power, the ability to arrest a citizen of the state of Illinois, or frankly, a visitor to Illinois from anywhere else in the United States of America, an American citizen, to a non-citizen. This is just a foundational thing. I get that everybody's running away from law enforcement in Chicago because of everything the state of Illinois has done to law enforcement in the city of Chicago. But to backfill that and hand the power to arrest and detain a citizen of this state or citizen of any state in the United States to a non-citizen is a fundamental breach of democracy. It is antithetical to the police power of any state. And at the end of the day, quite frankly, it's antithetical to everything that I hear from the other side of the aisle every day in this building. This is a fundamentally bad idea. There's no fixing it, there's no amending it, there's no nothing. It's just a fundamentally bad idea. I don't care where this individual is from. Australia, they should not be able to arrest a United States citizen on United States soil. Canada should not be able to arrest a United States citizen on United States soil. You wouldn't hand this over to the Russians and say, here, come arrest us. There is a greater principle at stake here than the stuff we typically argue about in this building, a much greater principle. And you cannot hand the power to arrest any citizen of the United States, let alone the ones we represent here in Illinois, over to someone who's not a United States citizen. Thank you, Madam President.
The state Senate passed the bill with that amendment on May 18th. And the House concurred on May 19th. Only 20 Senate Republicans and 8 GOP House members cast no votes against this legislation. It sounds like, hey, states are warming to the idea of non-citizens, non-Americans coming into the U.S. with police powers. Let me see now. Could that be setting the legal stage for the UN to come here? Something many of us have predicted for a long time. I mean, why not? It would just fit right with what they're doing now. Senate Republican leader Dan McConchy, he voted in favor of this bill. House Republican leader Tony M. McComey, he voted in favor of this bill. You see, folks, the Republicans are burning down the country just as much as the Democrats because they're one party. It's the uniparty. And this bill, well, it's currently awaiting the governor's signature. What do you think the odds are he'll sign it? American Military News reports that China's defense-related revenue continues to grow at a fast clip as its military budget increases to $230 billion. The recent increase continues the trend noted for several years. According to Defense News, the Aviation Industry Corporation of China, or AVIC, was the top defense-related state enterprise owned by China for the fourth year in a row for the year 2021. During the year 2020 to 2021, AVIC's revenue grew from $67.9 billion to $80.4 billion, with 18% of the growth related to defense-related expenses. The announced 7.2% increase in 2023 for defense activities is reportedly earmarked for, quote, boosting combat preparedness and enhancing military capabilities, end quote. That's according to a draft of the proposed budget presented to the National People's Congress earlier this month. While attending China's National People's Congress at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing earlier in March, President Xi Jinping confirmed support for increasing China's defense capabilities. That's according to Reuters. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Welcome back from the break. On Sunday, the Chinese communist regime decided to flex its muscle in the Taiwan Strait and show the U.S. just how little it respects American sea power. Take a look at this incredible scene caught on video of a Chinese warship cutting off a U.S. ship that was engaging in military exercises with the Canadian Navy. The Chinese ship nearly rams into the U.S. ship. Watch this. According to an article published by Radio Free Asia, Taiwan's military is bolstering its preparation for a potential war with China by planning an unprecedented military drill at a civilian airport this coming July. That's what the official Central News Agency reported. The military aircraft emergency landing and takeoff drill will be staged at an airport on the southeast coast of Taiwan. Scenario is that Taiwan's military airports and airstrips would severely be damaged in attacks by mainland China, forcing fighter jets to land at civilian airports or on highways. That's according to the CNA report. Military is looking to turn a section of Highway 9, quote, into an emergency landing strip, end quote, and a section of a road into an emergency runway. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense has not commented on the details because of the sensitivity of the issue. The drill, it will be carried out as part of an annual military exercise held in July. Alabama Republican Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation Tuesday limiting sex-specific college athletic competitions to actual members of the designated sex, declaring the issue a matter of simple fairness. Or how about this? Just simple common sense. Can you even believe here in 2023 we're reporting on a story that requires such a piece of legislation to be signed? How many of us ever in the 1960s, 70s, or 80s ever thought we'd have to hear a report like this? Well, HB 261 declared that starting August 1st, a quote, intercollegiate and or intramural athletic team or sport sponsored by a public two-year or four-year institution of higher education that is designated for females, women, or girls shall not be open to a biological male, end quote, and vice versa for males and female teams. The new law also forbids formal complaints, investigations, or adverse action against schools for, quote, maintaining separate athletic teams or sports for students, end quote, on the basis of biological sex or against students for reporting violations of the law. It further states, quote, any student who is deprived of an athletic opportunity or suffers any direct or indirect harm as a result of a violation of this section shall have a private cause of action for injunctive relief, damages, attorney fees, and any other relief available under the law, end quote. Speaking in support of the law, Governor Ivey told 1818 News, quote, look, if you are a biological male, you are not going to be competing in women's and girls' sports in Alabama. It's about fairness, plain and simple, end quote. The governor also publicly rebuked the Disney-owned sports broadcasting network ESPN for falsely reporting that she banned, quote, transgender women, end quote, from female teams, reminding the woke sports network that such so-called women are actually men. Well, good for her. This will surely end up in the courts. So it'll be interesting to see if it holds up, and we will definitely follow this story. In other news, expect gasoline prices to start inching up as the summer wears on. Saudi Arabia announced it will reduce how much oil it releases to the global market by 1 million barrels per day as the OPEC alliance of major oil-producing countries faces, well, flagging oil prices and a looming supply glut. Al Jazeera reports that the kingdom said on Sunday it would make these production cuts in July to support the sagging cost of crude after two earlier production cuts by OPEC members failed to push prices higher. OPEC reached a deal on output policy after 7 hours of talks at its headquarters in Vienna and agreed to extend earlier cuts in supply through the end of 2024 by a further total of 1.4 million barrels per day. Quote, this is a grand day for us because the quality of the agreement is unprecedented, end quote. That's what the Saudi energy minister said in a news conference, adding that the new set of production targets is, quote, much more transparent and much more fair, end quote. He also said the cut by Riyadh could be extended beyond July if needed. In contrast, the United Arab Emirates was allowed to raise output. U.S. Capitol Police issued an apology for halting a Christian children's choir performance of the national anthem, which had been approved by the speaker's office. According to a person associated with the choir, quote, certain Capitol Police said it might offend someone or cause issues, end quote. Rushingbrook Children's Choir, they were singing the national anthem in Statuary Hall in the U.S. Capitol. when they were interrupted by Capitol Police. Watch this. The U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement to the Epoch Times, quote, although pop-up demonstrations and musical performances are not allowed in the U.S. Capitol without the proper approval, due to a miscommunication, the U.S. Capitol Police were not aware that the Speaker's office had approved this performance. We apologize to the choir for this miscommunication that impacted their beautiful rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner and their visit to Capitol Hill, end quote. Let me ask you this. Communication gap or problem or not? I watched the video. These kids standing orderly singing. What kind of individual would stop that, even if there was supposedly not supposed to be singing going on? Would you not let them finish and be thankful they're there touring the U.S. Capitol and singing the national anthem? I mean, what harm is being done? What happened to common sense? Can these officers not make a decision on the scene? Or do they have to be instructed about everything they do? Are they that dumb? They can't make a discernment decision. Apparently not. Well, now it's time for our nightly worldview report commentary, which I think I already got started early on. Reclaim the Net reports that Google Wallet, the Android version of the Wallet app on iPhones, has started supporting digital IDs and driver's licenses. The company said the feature will begin rolling out this month, supporting the growing global push to get citizens to adopt a digital ID. Maryland residents can use the feature immediately, but residents in Colorado, Georgia, and Arizona, well, they will get the feature, quote, in the upcoming months, end quote. The feature will require Android 8.0 and above. The digital ID will be stored locally on the device. However, you can access it remotely by going to myaccount.google.com. On Android 11 and later versions, Google claims an Android user can transfer their ID through wireless NFC near-field technology that allows your phone to act as a transit pass or debit or credit card, even when the phone is, wait for it, turned off. Google Wallet, well, they have the option for transferring credentials through NFC to an NFC ID terminal. And the option to so-called show code that allows a user to show the traditional driver's license barcode. Google said that IDs stored on Google Wallet can also be used at TSA checkpoints and check-ins. But users must still carry their physical IDs, at least for now, until everyone gets properly conditioned and acclimated to the new system. But never lose sight of the government and big tech's overriding interest in this. It's all for your protection. That's what they tell you. Plus, well, you'll find it extremely convenient. It's always about convenience and protection, right? Just to be able to wave your phone across a scanning device to prove you are who you are, prove your identity. So, you most certainly, soon, won't even have to do that. You're carrying the phone on your person, and the system, well, it'll be tracking you in real time, knowing every step you take, every purchase you make, every word you speak, and then uploading this data to the cloud where it can be stored, well, forever. This, my friends, is how the beast system creeps into your life, little by little. And everybody gets conditioned to it because it's safe, it's convenient. And by the way, ID theft is skyrocketing. So I'm sure this will help that. A lot of reasons to accept this new tyranny. Well, I don't want it. And I know many of you don't want it, but we'll continue to track this story. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. I've already mentioned one way you can support us tonight, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for doing that. Contribution of any size to help fund this broadcast and keep pushing out free programming as a broadcast public service and ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. WVWFoundation.com. You can also go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. There are lots of sales going on right now. Prices are going up everywhere, but Mike Lindell is bringing prices down. There are Giza Dream Sheets, luxurious Giza Dream Sheets on sale. Slippers, slides, and sandals. Also, the MyPillow six-piece towel set is down as low as $25. Incredible deals over there, including the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free. We also have a mattress topper, 3-inch mattress topper, so much more. Please check out all the great products over there, MyPillow.com. But please, use the promo code B66. We also have Extractjevity over at MyStore.com. MyStore.com. I developed this with an FDA-approved facility years ago, and I take it every day. It's an all-natural energy and health supplement. It's powder. You mix it with water and drink it. It's an all-natural energy and health supplement. Includes bilberry extract, grapeseed extract, pine bark extract, and red wine extract. Now, you don't have to take my word for it. You can go do your own research on those extracts and their benefits, loaded with antioxidants. You'll find it at mystore.com. Use the promo code, please, B66. Got to throw out this disclaimer. As always, this product has not been evaluated or approved by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And then finally, WVWTVstore.com, where you'll find emergency freeze-dried food and emergency supplies. We've added in some new things recently, including, of course, potassium iodide tablets to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. And a new survey shows 66% of Americans, 66%, believe there is a nuclear 9/11 type event that is possible due to our open borders. Again, why has the government spent $290 million on radiation medications and spent a week practicing for a major nuclear attack in a major American city? Maybe your family should acquire some, well, potassium iodine. You can get it at WVWTVstore.com, or you can call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Well, that does it for this broadcast of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for listening in and for telling your friends and family members about this broadcast. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.